I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The olive branch has been a symbol of peace for a long time, since the days of the Old Testament and Noah's Ark. And even today, in places like California's Sonoma Valley, people still celebrate the ancient blessing of the olives. Reporter Lila McClay visited Sonoma to see a ceremony.
The blessing of the olive is old like humanity, and probably goes all not only in the Catholic Church or in the Christian Church, but even in the pagan. Even they have the blessing of the olives in the Old Testament, they have the blessing of the olives in the history of Egypt, the Romans, and they came down by century.
That's Father Aurelio Villa, originally from Italy, now the Friar Minor at St. Leo's Church in Sonoma, California. Recently, he led about 100 people in the ancient tradition of olive blessing at the Mission San Francisco Solano de Sonoma.
Olive and grape are associated with the Franciscan a lot, not because they like to eat or drink, but because they are always instrument of bringing what olive trees signifies, peace.
On this day, he stands tall in his brown robe, glasses, and long white beard at the front of the intimate chapel, just behind a table mounded with olives of every shade of green and brown. Small olive trees, cuttings from ancient olive groves planted by his Franciscan predecessors, are scattered around him. Father Aurelio is flanked by four small children, two boys and two girls, in floor-length white robes. He calls them his angels, who are there to help him pray.
Que vienes la tierra y la
entrega. It's not so easy to read when you are so little, but anyhow, they are participating to us. And we pray first in Spanish. Oh Dios, que ya en principio del mundo ordenaste en tu gardens, from the very beginning of time you commanded the earth to bring forth vegetation and fruits of every kind. Grant, we pray, that this land, enriched by your bounty and cultivated by human hands, may be fertile with abundant crops.
One of the altar boys hands Father Aurelio a small metal container filled with holy water, which is then sprinkled over the mounds of olives and the olive trees.
And may God the Almighty bless this fruit of Mother Nature, and bless all who work with him. Amen. Thank you for coming and continue to the tradition, obeying sign of what olive tree means. Instrument of peace.
After the ceremony, standing outside the chapel, Father Aurelio reflects on what the ceremony means to him, especially in light of current events.
I enjoy so much because, first of all, we look back what is truly important, that we learn how to thank God for the gift he bestowed upon us. Especially now when we are so full of greed, peace is a dream for the good-hearted people. And the people who are peacemakers are the most blessed in all societies.
For Day to Day, I'm Lila McClay.